You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up tomorrow at 7 on The Morning Show, join Kate Archer-Kent and her guest for a look at tonight's State of the Union address and the Democratic response. That's tomorrow morning at 7 here on the Ideas Network. Now, a new anti-corruption bill introduced by House Democrats tackles, among many things, the way Americans vote. Among the proposed changes, people would be able to register to vote online, and states could automatically register eligible voters. One provision that's caught a lot of people's attention involves a proposal that would make Election Day a federal holiday. The goal, according to Democrats, is to allow more people to be able to miss work without losing pay. The hope, too, is that private businesses would follow suit. Not all lawmakers support the measure. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that the likelihood the bill would move, let alone pass, was slim, and he said that the bill is nothing more than a power grab by Democrats. Philip Chen is an assistant professor of political science at Beloit College. Philip, welcome back to Central Time.
Happy to be here.
All right, this idea of making Election Day a federal holiday, part of this big bill, but people have talked about this on and off over the years for a long time, right? What would be involved in making Election Day a federal holiday?
Well, truthfully, what's involved is simply passing the bill. It has been talked about a lot, but it does not. If they wanted to move the day from the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, that would require a constitutional amendment. But just making the day a federal holiday simply requires an act of Congress.
Now, making something a federal holiday doesn't seem like it would necessarily have that much impact. It means federal employees, most of them get the day off. Is that something that makes a big difference?
I think it depends on what you mean by makes a big difference. I think it sends an important signal about the value of participation in voting in the country. That being said, you're right. On its face, the only companies that are required to give the day off are not companies at all. They are the federal government. But as you alluded to, many companies will probably follow suit. I mean, we can think about federal holidays that have many people who have that day off.
Now, there are state laws, different state laws all over the country on whether private employees get paid time off, unpaid time off, whatever, on Election Day. It's a patchwork, right?
Correct. It is. I believe the count is in the high 30s of states that have some form of law allowing people to take some time off. But again, paid time off is fairly rare. Often it's that you are allowed to take unpaid time off, and we cannot be punished by your employer. So there's a series of laws that are in place, as you said, patchwork. There isn't really a consistency across states.
Among the reasons that we don't necessarily have high voter turnout in the United States, where does this fit in? This idea that, okay, maybe people can't get away from work to vote.
You know, it's hard to isolate any one effect. We have a lot of reasons why we have lower voter turnout in the United States. I think what you'll find is that the thing that we see as political scientists that drives people away from voting is what we call the sort of broadly termed the costs of voting. And these don't have to be economic costs. They can be sort of informational costs, the time needed to learn, the cost of finding childcare, the cost of finding time off of work. All of these things can be both economic costs or informational costs. And so this is just removing one barrier, one of those sources of costs. So, we don't have good evidence yet as to what the specific effect of this one provision would be. But suffice it to say, it would likely not decrease voter turnout.
Now, how do our peers in the developed world compare to us when it comes to Election Day being something more like a holiday?
We're pretty much the anomaly. Most countries in the developed world, they tend to vote on weekends, so Saturdays or Sundays, or extended time over that time, or they'll have Election Day be a national holiday. If you look at the list of developed democratic countries, most of them vote on the weekends or vote over an extended period of time. That's another option that has been discussed.
Talking to Philip Chen from Beloit College, looking at a proposed change to federal law making Election Day a federal holiday and other ways maybe to encourage voter turnout. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell not on board with the idea of an Election Day holiday. He said the proposal wouldn't go anywhere. And he talked about what he thought the intentions were from Democrats. Here he is speaking on the Senate floor.
Just what America needs, another paid holiday and a bunch of government workers being paid to go out and work I assume our folks on our colleagues on the other side on their campaigns. This is the Democrat plan to restore democracy? A brand new week of paid vacation for every federal employee who'd like to hover around while you cast your ballot? A Washington-based taxpayer-subsidized clearinghouse for political campaign funding? A power grab that's smelling more and more like exactly what it is.
So Majority Leader McConnell making the case that this change and the others Democrats proposed are for the benefit exclusively of Democrats.
I mean, so he's probably right. What we know is that he's probably not right about a Democratic power grab, as you said, that the federal workforce is a fairly small percentage of the total population anyway. But he's right that federal workers do tend to vote Democratic. But you sort of have to separate out the political from the sort of intent of expanding access to voting. And I think that's where people are, politicians are getting tripped up, or not necessarily tripped up, but are talking past each other. You see McConnell saying this is about a Democratic power grab, about wanting to get more Democrats, more Democratic volunteers out for their campaigns. And you have Democrats on the other side saying this is about access to voting. These are two different arguments, actually about two different issues.
Would the symbolic value of declaring this a federal holiday, do you think it would trickle down to states passing similar legislation, to businesses getting on hand? Would a change in this law add some more oomph, some more respect to Election Day?
So I think what we'd see is, one, the states would not need to pass a subsequent law. I mean, they could declare it a state holiday as well to guarantee state workers time off, though most state workers also, or states, give federal holidays off. Because of national supremacy, the national law is going to hold. I do think you'd probably see some businesses follow suit, but we're already seeing some businesses take the lead on this. The question is, of course, is whether this becomes a politicized issue and you see companies starting to polarize based on their politics or the politics of their workers along these lines.
Now, if somebody came to you and said, Philip, hey, we want to make voting more accessible, we want to make it easier for people to vote, what would be your first strategies to do that?
My first strategy would probably be universal voting or universal registration. So an automatic registration. It would probably, I think that Election Day as a holiday would be part of that. And it would be, it has to be a suite of proposals. Any one of these in isolation is unlikely to have any particularly strong effect. But I think, yes, giving people time off, giving people especially paid time off, and then creating the incentive for people to be registered, and there's other things we could do as far as making the information more available about candidates, but those are kind of a longer list of things that might be a little bit more controversial.
We're talking to Philip Chen right now, assistant professor of political science at Beloit College. He's with us to talk about how practical it would be for Election Day to be a federal holiday and the politics that could play a role in whether or not that happens. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Should Election Day be a holiday? What do you think of the politics surrounding this proposal right now from House Democrats? Do you think the government should do things to make voting easier, or is it easy enough as it is? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we continue our conversation about how establishing Election Day as a federal holiday could impact voting and why some lawmakers are pushing back against this proposed reform. Our guest is Philip Chen. He's an assistant professor of political science at Beloit College, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think? Should Election Day be a federal holiday? Should people get paid time off to vote? What do you think would make voting more accessible? What would bring voter turnout up in the United States? Call 800-642-1234 or tweet us at Central Time WPR. To your calls now, Charlie is with us in Milwaukee. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Voting, I consider one of the greatest privileges of living in this country, and we need to be informed in voters so that we can elect the appropriate leaders for our country. to have to turn it into a national holiday, why don't we now just start giving people $1,000 if they show up to vote also then? Turn it into the Roman Republic. It seems stupid that people would need an incentive like a national holiday to exercise this important privilege.
Charlie, thanks a lot for calling in. Philip, voting in and of itself should be enough incentive, Charlie's saying.
I think this is the sort of the fundamental issue that we're running up against, is that that's how a lot of people view this, is that it is a privilege, right? Or it's an incentive on its own. And that's what political scientists have known for a long time. It's what we term the D term in the calculus of voting. It's the civic duty aspect. And civic duty is a major motivator for people. If you don't feel a civic duty to vote, you're fairly unlikely to vote. But it's not enough to overcome some very real costs for some voters. And I think that's the challenge, is how do we overcome those costs? You know, I know he sort of tongue-in-cheek says we can pay people to vote. Obviously, not legal. Historically, we have done that. I mean, 1800s, we paid people to vote. It wasn't a great idea, but we did it.
Thanks a lot for the call, Charlie. We'll go to Jeff now in Superior. Jeff, hi.
Hi, my opinion is rather complex. I consider myself a Republican, but like the previous caller, I consider voting a privilege, not a right. So my opinion is this. I am in favor of a national holiday because I'm concerned about the long lines I see when I'm watching NBC or CBS, you know, on election night, and they're projecting who's going to win. I'd like to see people have the day off so they could take the time they need to vote, but I'm also in favor of a national ID where it's on the responsibility of the voter to prove their citizenship. And if that means, using a driver's license or some kind of passport or birth certificate, then you have the privilege of voting. Because people in prison, they don't have the right to vote. So voting really is a privilege.
Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. So first of all, Jeff, concerned about long lines mm-hmm. there and the voting, the day off for voting, the holiday he hopes might help with that.
Yeah, and I think he's right in that idea that because we don't see, in most cases, long lines throughout the day. We see them early in the morning when people first are voting before work, and we see them after work in the evenings before the polls close. These are the problems. If we can spread people out over the day, that would, in theory, reduce the lines.
And Jeff also talked about some kind of nationally recognized voter ID.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is a fairly common proposal among the Republican Party. There's not a lot of evidence that it actually reduces voter fraud, but it's a fairly common proposal that's put out there by the Republican Party.
Jeff, thanks a lot for calling in. Fawn joins us next in Madison. Fawn, hello.
Hello. Hi. I agree that it should be made a federal holiday because, although a previous caller said that voting is a privilege that should be celebrated unto itself, it's also a right and a civic duty. And to ignore the reality that some people have more privilege than others in day-to-day lives as far as their ability to take time off outside of work and childcare and all their other duties to go and perform their civic duty, I think it should be recognized that this is a hardship for many people. And my hat is off. I deeply bow to the people who stood in long, long lines in places in the country where they did not, could not easily vote, and where polls were, you know, there were too many people per voting place, and they stood in long lines. And this is an outrage, and we should absolutely make it easier for every person to exercise their right to vote. Thank you.
Fawn, thanks for the call. Philip?
Yeah, I think, again, this gets back to that idea of whether it's a civic duty, but I think what she brings up is the fact that there are disproportionalities in who is most able to take time off to vote, to go out and have their voice heard. And what that does is, if we believe that there are differences in political preferences based on those inequalities, that's going to be reflected in who is elected to office and the policies that get passed. And there's evidence that that is true, that there's generally what we call an upper class or a rich bias among the policies and the work that's being done on Capitol Hill. And in the sense that voting takes time and money and the ability to take time off, then we might see part of this being reflected in the composition of the electorate.
Vaughn, thanks a lot for the call. Are these problems being solved, Philip, in the form of increased access to early voting, whether mailing in an absentee ballot or in-person absentee voting? Will this... this whole debate be moot because of all these other alternatives?
So it really depends on how those reforms are put into place. Absolutely, that is a suite of ideas and a suite of policies. Early voting tends to increase voting. The interesting work that's being done right now suggests that if you were to just implement early voting without any other reforms, that it actually can decrease voting.
Really?
Yes, because the idea is that there is a sort of a cognitive reminder of election day. And when you have all these other reforms that allow more access, yes, early voting helps. If you just say vote anytime in the next 2 weeks, people lose that sort of cognitive anchor.
We need a deadline.
We do.
Okay. So as we wrap up, Philip, the House might pass something like this. Mm-hmm. The Senate probably won't. But do you think this is going to be the end of the debate or the idea of elections as a national holiday?
No, I think this is. I mean, we've seen this for decades as a talking point. I don't think the Democrats are going to let this one sort of go by the wayside. This was House Bill number one. There's a reason this is a symbolic piece of their agenda. In some sense, actually not having it pass is an even greater incentive for the Democrats to have another sort of electoral talking point. Not that they don't want it passed. I think they would love to see it passed, but there is sort of the silver lining to it not moving in the Senate is that it continues to be a big part of their agenda.
Philip, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Happy to be here.
Philip Chen is an assistant professor of political science at Beloit College. He joins today to talk about the politics surrounding a proposed bill that would make some significant reforms to voting laws in the country, including making Election Day a federal holiday. Still time for you to weigh in. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.